Magic 103. Magic 103.
ABC Network News with Bob Gallico. Good morning. In the world news, thousands of Lebanese Christians are fleeing to Israeli lines in South Lebanon, desperately hoping Israel will come to their aid as Muslim forces move to occupy their villages. Muslim forces are said to have linked up around the South Lebanese port of Sidon. It's reported that Druze militia and Sunni Muslim forces are planning an attack on the Christian town of Jezzine, east of Sidon. More than 70,000 Christians are thought to have taken refuge in Jezzine from Christian Muslim fighting in the Sidon area in the last few weeks. Several thousand have moved further south to Israeli-occupied villages near the border. There have been three bomb explosions reported in West Germany in the cities of Cologne and Dusseldorf this morning. No injuries have been reported, and there are no further details as yet. One of President Reagan's top advisors has said the president is suffering personal anguish over his proposed visit to a war cemetery in West Germany. Mr. Donald Regan, the White House chief of staff, said the visit now overshadowed everything else on President Reagan's 10-day European tour, but he confirmed that the cemetery visit would go ahead. Talks will be held today between a black mine workers union and the owners of a South African gold mine where 14,000 men have been sacked. The union has accused police of using tear gas to evict workers refusing to leave their hostels at the Val Reef mine complex. The men were sacked at the weekend after 2 months of unofficial wildcat strikes. The Prince and Princess of Wales are to meet the Pope today, the final day of their Italian tour. Yesterday, security advisors canceled a visit by the couple to an Anglican church service in central Rome. Disorder broke out among a big crowd after a banner was raised in support of the IRA. There were scuffles and one man was arrested. Earlier, the couple had visited the war cemetery at Anzio. Two Britons held in Egypt over an alleged plot to kill a former Libyan prime minister are to be deported. No charges have ever been made against Mr. Anthony Gill and Mr. Godfrey Shiner, who have been detained since November. Two Maltese men held over the same alleged conspiracy are also to be deported from Egypt. Two Britons are to be put on a flight to London within the next few days. In Dublin, three houses were badly damaged by fire on Grosvenor Road in Rathmines early this morning. A vacant house caught fire and the blaze spread. The families living on either side had to leave their homes, but no one was injured. Weather prospects for the Bay Area: cloudy with some bright periods developing throughout the day. 11 degrees the high, the winds west and northwesterly, moderate force 4. High tide is at 8:13 p.m. and the sunset at 8:51 p.m. For the northwest of England, Wales, Scotland and the Isle of Man, cloudy with outbreaks of light rain or drizzle. 11 degrees the high, the winds west and northwesterly, light force 2 to 3. Compiled from the wires of the Press Association, ABC Network News.
At Dave Freeman. Harvey, Magic 103.
And a very good Monday morning to you, and welcome to Magic 103, Dublin's new radio station. Bob Gallico just finished on Radio Nova. He'll be down here at 10 o'clock with a rather interesting morning program from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock this morning. It's going to be called Morning Magic with Bob Gallico. Who else would make it magic? This is 103 FM. I'm Dave Harvey. We're going to be taking your phone calls on a specific subject in a couple of minutes' time. If you want to chat to us at 606-422, 606-422 puts you in touch with us here at Magic 103, the station that listens to your views. It's Dublin's new one. And here's Perry Como to kick us off with some magic moments.
Magic moments when two hearts are kissed. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. The way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are kept. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love. The
telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love.
The way that we cheered whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The penny arcade, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments filled with love.
Time my foot hit the floor when I put the clutch down. Hardly a magic moment. Perry Como on Magic 103 FM. 6 minutes past 9 o'clock, and welcome to Monday morning. Looking through my crime watch for this morning. More cars stolen last night. Opel Cadets at Greendale Crescent in Coolock. Madigan's in Kilbarrack. About six cars interfered with. Youths in Gardiner Street driving off in a Cortina before the patrol car arrives. Green Toyota stolen in Howth. This morning we are discussing punishments for joyriders. Some say spite them. Some say spike island them. We'd like to hear from you. 606-422. Speak to us here at Magic 103, 606-422. Do you have any cure for joyriders?
Magic 103.
Herb Alpert from an LP called Blow Your Own Horn on Magic 103 FM. That's called Paradise Cove. It's surprising how easy it is to solicit a response from people. We asked about joyriding and your calls a couple of minutes ago. Mary Morris was on from Artane. She says hanging isn't good enough for them. She had a joyrider drive a car through the front of her garden, over her fence, and smashed all over her flowers. So fair comment there, Mary. James of Farrell in Sutton says he sees joyriders rushing up and down the road outside his house. He lives on the main road. All night long, cop cars up and down after them. He says, spike them and put them in Spike Island. And Malachy Ryder was on to me from Kilmechanic in County Wicklow. His comments, unfortunately, are not broadcastable, but needless to say, Malachy was also very upset and mentioned something about having his car stolen as well. Your comments, 606-422, puts you in touch with us here. And that was meant to start off some music, but it didn't, but maybe this will. Here's Kenny Rogers on Magic 103 FM. I don't need you. 12 minutes past 9 o'clock.
I don't need you, I don't need friendship. And I don't need flowers in the spring. And I don't need you, and you surely don't. I don't need love and affection. And I don't need peace and harmony. And I don't need you. And you surely don't need me. But we both. Yes, we both want it, don't we? I don't need you, baby. And I know you don't need me. I don't need your loving arms around me. That's what I keep telling myself, and I tell you, you don't need me. I don't need children in my old age, nor my cluttered leaves around the tree. And I don't need. And I know you don't need me. But we both want it bad enough. Yes, we both want it, don't we? And I don't need you, baby. And I know you don't.
A nice LP. It's called Share Your Love. Kenny Rogers, country star, and I don't need you, baby. A Magic 103 FM. And tomorrow morning, we're going to be discussing another topic when you can call us over the phone. Tomorrow morning, we'll be taking your calls live as well on 606-422. If you have any comments at all to make about Magic 103 or about anything at all, why not call us 606-422, because Magic 103 is the station that listens to you. 9:15, British news. Teachers have announced new wave of strikes amid increasing bitterness over the pay dispute after the Education Secretary Sir Keith Joseph accused them of acting meanly. Two Britons have been held in Cairo as terrorist suspects allegedly linked to Libyan hit squads are expected to fly home today without charges being pressed against them. And three bombs have exploded at office blocks in the West German cities of Cologne and Dusseldorf. causing extensive damage, but no casualties. We have news on the half hour and on the hour, courtesy of ABC Network News here on Magic 103 FM.
Magic 103.
Music now from Jose Feliciano. I want to be where you are. Magic 103, 16 past 9. As Jose Feliciano, I want to be where you are. 20 past 9 o'clock in Dublin's new chat and information station. This is Magic 103 FM. If you've just woken up or you've just switched on, thank you for joining us and welcome to a new station for Dublin. Chat, information, talk, and you'll notice the music is different and it's all here on Magic 103 FM. Hello now to Sean Leonard in Dorky and also to Marie O'Shaughnessy. Marie lives just off the Firhouse Road. That is Talla area, I think. And both of them rang in to say they had received Magic 103. We'd like to hear from you as well on 606-422 if you have picked us up here this morning. Now, the village of Slane in County Meath is accepting no money, it seems, for allowing the Bruce Springsteen concert to go ahead. The concert will take place under the terms of a legal agreement reached on Saturday between the promoters, Jamaican Promotions, and the Slane Village Household Association. But, and this is the big but, although they're paying no money to use Slane, the agreement says that they must not use it again. So it's a once-off in Slane this time for Bruce Springsteen, but never again in Slane. Isn't that sad? That's the Slane concert for Bruce Springsteen in June. 21 past nine. Thank you for joining us. And keep it here where you found it all morning long.
Magic 103.
By Alan and Marilyn Bergman, along with the infamous Marvin Hamlisch, The Way We Were, from the movie of the same name, originally a Barbra Streisand hit, and done that time by little Elaine Page, all 4 foot nothing of her, and she's from Ireland as well. 25 minutes past 9 o'clock. I think someone's trying to give me a hint here on Magic 103. Hot from the PA wire: Manila Monday, three gunmen burst into a radio station studio this morning and shot dead a 64-year-old commentator while he was broadcasting, the Philippine news agency reported. It said early morning listeners of commentator Charlie Abadilla heard him moaning and gasping for breath after the shooting at a radio station in Iligan City on the southern island of Mindanao. Abadilla, who criticized communist insurgents, was shot in the face. He died soon afterwards in hospital. So it'll teach you to keep your mouth shut, Charlie. Or, whoever else might make any noises on Magic 103 FM, 26 past 9 o'clock. You know you have your favourites here, plus information talk all day long. This is New for Dublin, and I'm Dave Harvey. I'm here till 10, and then Bob Gallico arrives to 1 o'clock, and then it's all sorts during the afternoon. News, information, facts, and music on Magic 103 FM.
Magic 103.
Oh, here's something we can't leave out when we do a performance. Cole Porter's Shining Hour. And Nelson Riddle's one of his great works.
I have got you under my skin. I have got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you are a part of me. I have got you under my skin. I have tried so, I tried not to give in. I have said to myself, this affair, it ain't gonna move so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn well that I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. Spite of a warning voice comes in the night. It repeats, it repeats, it repeats. Don't you know, you fool, you are never gonna win. Use your mentality. Just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Cause I've got you under my skin. Now the Woody Herman Band is gonna wail at you here. Light 'em up, light 'em up. Anything come what might, for the sake of having you near. Spite of a warning voice comes in the night. It repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you ain't got no way to win. Why not use your mentality? Wake up, step up to reality. Under my skin. Where does it hurt you, baby? Under my skin.
Sinatra classic Cole Porter's I Have Got You Under My Skin. An interesting fact, actually, about Sinatra and the Main Event, if you've ever heard of that LP. Said to be recorded live in Madison Square Garden. In fact, it was a con job, because they got the three albums and they recorded it from different live events all over the place and said it was recorded in one night because the recordings taken at Madison Square Garden hadn't been up to scratch, believe it or not. More Sinatra coming up in the next hour. Right now it's 9:30 on Magic 103 and the news headlines. An opinion poll indicates that almost two-thirds of the electorate are opposed to Ireland joining any military alliance. Two elderly sisters have died at their home in a fire in County Donegal. In West Germany, bomb explosions have damaged office blocks in Cologne and Dusseldorf. The weather for the Dublin area, cloudy, close with temperatures of 11 degrees and drying conditions, moderate to poor. The winds are north to northwesterly and they're moderate and force 4 to 5. Hello now to Bridget Connolly in Kilbarrick. She rang us to say she had picked us up on Magic 103. Our number here, 606-422, 606-422. Those news headlines compiled from the wires of the Press Association. More news at 10 o'clock. This is Magic 103 FM from Dublin.
Magic 103.
Thank you. that you get away from me. I'll regret that move for as long as I'm living. But now that I've come to see the light, all I wanna do is make things right. So just say the word and tell me that I'm forgiven. You and me, we're gonna be better than we were before. Loved you then, but now I intend to open up and love you even more. This time you can be sure I'm never gonna let you go. I'm gonna hold you in my arms forever. Gonna try and make up for the times I hurt you so.
Looking back now, it seems so clear. I had it all when you were here. Oh, you gave it all, and I took it for granted.
But if there's some feeling left in you, some flicker of love that still shines through, let's talk it out, let's talk about second chances.
Wait and see, it's gone. Sweeter than it was before. I gave some men, but now I intend to dedicate myself to giving more. This time you can be sure I'm never gonna let you go. I'm gonna hold you in my arms forever. Gonna try and make up for the time I hurt you so.
That's Sergio Mendes, he's never going to let you go on FM 103, Magic 103. Kieran Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad.
What's the problem?
Well, it's more than a problem, it's dreadful.
What is it?
It's dreadful to everyone in the public.
Yeah?
I have a brother who is a mechanic.
Yeah?
He's 37 years of age, and he made himself a little beach buggy there a while ago, you know?
Yeah?
It's an old mini he converted up, no wind, there's nothing.
Right.
And he made it for the beach in Killiney.
Yeah?
And he's been on the beach a few times, you know, messing about in it.
Yeah?
He hasn't got it on the road because it's not far the road.
Right.
And last week he was down there, and he has a son that's 11, and he's another young lad around 9. And he was down there with them, and a copper stopped him.
Yeah?
You see? So, whatever, he had a word with one another anyway.
What do you mean a copper stopped him? He stopped him on the beach?
Stopped him on the beach. Because he was joyriding around in this thing, you know.
But you're not meant to joyride on beaches, are you? I mean, you're not meant to joyride anyway, but you're not meant to be on beaches with beach buggies. I mean, it's not allowed.
He genuinely didn't realise, because he only lives in Shankill, you see. He
right.
Didn't really realise that he shouldn't have been on the beach. He didn't honestly realise.
Yeah?
And because he'd been doing it on and off on an old bike and that, he didn't realise at all. But anyway, it went to court last week. It was brought to court. Now, the fellas going around robbing BMWs worth 15 and 20,000 and up and reckoned them were getting away with it.
Yeah?
But he was fined
£395.
Yeah.
For joyriding on a beach.
He genuinely didn't realise he shouldn't have been on it, you know. Interesting.
Oh. Well, I take back what I said because I think I'm inclined to agree with you. I think it's disgraceful that he can be fined for actually being on a beach.
Well, he wasn't only fined, he got a 6-month suspended sentence.
Right.
An endorsement on his licence.
Right. Right. So you think now that the court shouldn't be wasting their time messing around with him and they should be out getting the proper...
He said it to the judge. He said, which he did. I know my brother. He honestly didn't realise.
I believe you. God, I believe you. Please.
Yeah, we know now that he shouldn't have been on it, you know.
Right.
So he won't be on it again.
Right, right.
But it's what happened to him.
Well, what would you do? What would you do with joyriders?
What will you do with joyriders?
What would you do with the joyriders?
Yes, everyone's... That's a top question, isn't it?
Yeah. What would you do? Just quickly, off the top of your head, what would you do?
Well, what can you do? Give him 6 months.
Yeah, well, that's not enough.
I'll tell you, what I do... What the
Yeah, I know what you do, right?
What the law should do is let you know who robbed your car.
Right. And put him in public flogging.
Yeah.
If you see, the people won't agree with you on that. There's people who want...
I'm sure there's plenty, wouldn't
correction, they? Correction, and schools, and all sorts of stuff like that. Anyway, we're looking for your comments. Kevin, thanks.
Lovely.
We're looking for your comments at 606-422-MAGIC-103.
Kevin's best, Magic 103.
Don't you let them. got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You got a friend. You got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah. You got a friend.
Magic 103. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Magic.
How are you?
Yes. I was ringing up about the chat.
Yeah.
Is there any chance of getting on the air?
You're on.
We're on air.
You are on the air. You are physically on the air. Say good morning.
Good morning. Good morning,
hi.
Dublin.
What's happening?
I don't know. Not much. I was listening in.
Yeah?
And I was very interested about the conversation that was going on.
Yeah?
And I was just thinking about this, they were saying about the new, how do you put it? The new road ramps.
Yeah, right, the spikes.
And, like they do up the north, you know, for the stolen vehicles up the north.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Like what?
For the ramps.
Right.
For certain parts of, how do you put it, main roads.
Main roads.
Yeah.
Nothing else to say to me.
Well, I don't know, unless you've got something to say to me.
I have. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye now. Dublin's best, Magic 103. Right, it's coming up to 16 and a half minutes to 10 o'clock. The weather for today is going to be cloudy and close, temperatures of 11 degrees, and they say there's going to be drying conditions. What are drying conditions? Moderate to poor, the winds west to northwesterly, and force 4 to 5. Dublin's newest and Dublin's best is Magic 103 FM. Here's Nat King Cole. Fly me to the moon.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing, for you I have written a song. To be sure that you'll know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
That was made famous by Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole that time. Fly Me to the Moon on Magic 103. 13 minutes to 10 o'clock in the news headlines for this morning. An opinion poll indicates that almost two-thirds of the electorate are opposed to Ireland joining any military alliance. Two elderly sisters have died at their home in a fire in County Donegal. And internationally, in West Germany, bomb explosions have damaged office blocks in Cologne and Dusseldorf. That news hot from the wires of the Press Association. Full news at 10 o'clock, ABC Network News, here on Magic 103 FM, Dublin's newest and Dublin's brightest. News, views, information, and chat all day long. And the nicest, nicest music anywhere in Dublin. So keep it here where you have found it this morning, this Monday morning. 103 FM, Magic.
Magic 103.
Just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, unscared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Magic 103 FM, that is Simon and Garfunkel and the Boxer. Good morning. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry, is that Magic Radio?
It is, yeah. Can I help you?
I can't hear you too well on the phone here.
What's up?
Pardon?
What's up? What can we do for you this morning?
Okay, well, the reason I ring Mr. Harvey, is it?
Yes.
I'm ringing because I really want to express my opinion that I feel this business of the government introducing late drinking hours is not really on, you know?
Well, who said they're introducing them?
Well, they're discussing introducing late drinking now till 11:30, 12:00. It'd be, what, about 12 to 1 o'clock in the morning.
And terrific. Really... Fantastic news. I'm delighted to hear that.
Well...
because, you know why? Do you want to know why I'm delighted to hear that? Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you why. Because people are milling pints at about 10:30, lashing them back, going out and driving like lunatics around the city because they can't get enough time to absorb their drink properly.
But all that's going to happen is people are going to come in later again and they'll be roaring drunk later.
Yeah, but they can start later. They can have a nicer time. I don't agree with your point. I mean, I know what you're talking about. They'll drink longer and they'll get more drunk, but I'm saying that they're drinking faster. Faster drinking has to stop.
Well, now I'm in the trade, you know.
Which trade?
In the bar trade.
Oh, the bar trade. Oh, yeah, you'd have to work longer, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
No. Oh, well, you didn't say that at first.
Well, I mean, I didn't have to, shall we say, reveal my credentials.
Oh, I see. You know? You're revealing your credentials now. Oh, I see.
So,
do you know you can be had up for that?
I do believe, I'm sorry, I find it very hard to hear you, Mr. Harvey.
Okay.
It's very hard for me to know exactly when you're speaking, you know.
Right.
But that's really all I wanted to say.
Well, I tell you what we'll do. We'll have a chat about that later in the week. Will you call us back then?
Okay,
talk to you then. Bye. 103. Pierre, chanson d'amour, the song of love. I'm sorry if I offended our friendly barman on the other end of the phone there. No, I'm not sorry if I offended our friendly barman. I really haven't, because he rang up to give an opinion. I didn't agree with him. I don't have to agree with everybody. So I'm not paid to agree with everybody. Am I? No, you see? Magic 103 FM, and our number is 606-422. And at 10 o'clock this morning, it's Bob Gallico and Bob through to 1 with Morning Magic, a new program on a new station, Magic 103 FM. To your eye, Johnny Mathis, and a tribute to the late Nat King Cole, and we were not too young at all. Magic 103 FM is a brand new station for Dublin, broadcasting news and information, and also nice music here on 103 FM. Thanks for your comments this morning, and thank you for your phone calls as well. I am back at the air, on the air, tomorrow at 9 o'clock. This is Dave Harvey here, wishing you the best for the day, and stand by for Bob Gallico. He follows in a moment's time. Magic 103 FM from Dublin, the time exactly 10 o'clock.
ABC Network News with Bob Gallico. First to world news, three bombs blasted office blocks in the West German cities of Cologne and Dusseldorf early today, causing extensive damage, but no casualties, according to police. The bombs exploded over a period of 8 minutes. They said no one has claimed responsibility. Lebanese Christians were fleeing to Israeli lines in South Lebanon and desperately hoping Israel will come to their aid after Muslim forces occupied their villages. Some of the Christians arrived from Jezzine, a mountain Christian town east of Sidon. The Israeli army pulled out of Jezzine on Wednesday, leaving its ally, the South Lebanese Army Militia, in control. Muslim forces linked up around Sidon yesterday, and security sources there said Muslim militiamen were preparing to attack refugee-packed Jezzine. Israeli leaders said they sympathized with the plight of the refugees, but Israel would not endanger its soldiers to help the Christians. United Press International today filed for protection under U.S. bankruptcy laws at a Washington federal court to stave off its creditors while it tries to reorganize its finances. The announcement of the bankruptcy petition was carried over the 78-year-old news agency's own wire and confirmed by members of the company's management. The petition, filed late today in U.S. bankruptcy court, lists liabilities of up to $45 million and assets of only $20 million.